Hi, this is a dictation for Louis McClung. LOISMCCLUNG. Louis McClung is visiting us for a follow-up visit on 12-1-2022. Date of birth is 11-1-39, date of accident 6-11-2022. Ms. McClung, Louis, was initially seen on 8-29-2022. Since then, she was not coming. She was seeing another doctor for her other issues. It is reported today that she suffered from some automobile accident, and she had a case going on for which she was following up with a different physician who was providing pain medication also. So at this time, she tells me that the motor vehicle accident case is over and nothing to do with that. And now she's focused on the slip and fall accident that she suffered. According to her, there was a fall while she was going to the bathroom, and she was walking and stumbled over some steep raised floor tile, because of which she fell on the floor real hard, injuring her left hip, left elbow, and the left knee and lower back. Currently, she has major pain in the shoulder, which is on the right side, but that may or may not be related to the current fall, because when she came last time, she reported there was no pain in the shoulders. So we'll ignore that. She did tell some pain in the left knee. However, she already has a knee replacement, and the x-ray showed completely normal placement of the knee implants, and nothing was fractured. In the elbow, however, there was a fracture of the radius head, and the patient reported that the pain in elbow is at least 8 to 9, and sometimes 10, and also in the lower back. No radiation of pain is reported in the lower extremities. Patient also denies any pain in the neck or mid-back or either shoulders or anywhere else. ADLs are reported affected 9 to 10. General activity mood work are reported affected 10. Walking ability, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. 50% pain is reported relieved. And the system review patient reports in neurology psych suffering from headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, and lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and loss of memory. Some of these symptoms might be related to an automobile accident that was occurred a year ago, for which we are not party to it. We are not managing her. We also do not know anything about the accident, and some of the TBI symptoms are from there, I believe. In the pain and numbness, currently patient has pain in the lower back, right shoulder, and left knee. The left knee pain is very minimal, and she's not concerned. And so there is a stiffness of the lower back, neck, and the shoulders, and the left knee, with pain in these areas, with some difficulty walking. In the GI, there is a constipation, but there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is coughing and shortness of breath, but no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days, and also none in last 120 days. Current pain medication, Tylenol with codeine, substance abuse none is reported, and a compliance program, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 134/82, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit that was done initially, and it was focused on the fall issue. The date of service was 8/29/2022. Date of the dictation number 0831-008. Please only do the general review, the left elbow exam, lower back exam, and left knee exam only. diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to order a CT scan for the left elbow and left hip since the patient is still complaining of pain in these areas. Other than that, no other treatment is needed. She is referred back to her orthopedic surgeon who did the surgery for her left knee to check, recheck this area. Physical therapy can continue focusing on the left elbow and left knee and left hip while she remains disabled for the work and hustle. Tylenol codeine number 3 are provided, 20 tablets for pain relief. Her max reviewed and were okay. Thank you.